Can you spot the cars that are most impacting margins? LotLinks can, and they help dealers move them. Learn how LotLinks empowers auto retailers to proactively manage inventory risk and improve profitability by requesting a free consultation today at www.lotlinks.com/drive.
Glad you could join us for another weekend and a spin through weekend drive here. Jason Stein, joined by my esteemed colleagues from Automotive News, Jamie Butters, Chief Content Officer. Welcome, Jamie.
Thank you. Good to be here.
And first timer, Hannah Lutz, F&I editor for Automotive News. What a pleasure to have you on the set.
Thank you for having me.
And the reason you're both here is to talk about a topic that you've been working on for the past several months and a bit of a sneak peek into Monday's issue of Automotive News. And it should send shivers through a dealer's spine when you read what we will report on Monday. And it's all about being out of trust, right, Hannah? Explain to our Weekend Drive audience the nature of the story that you've been working on and why in this day, with the SAR being what it is, this is such a disconcerting item for dealers.
So we have noticed more and more, we've seen lawsuits that dealers are going out of trust, selling vehicles out of trust, which means they are selling vehicles that they finance with their floor plan lenders without repaying those lenders. So lenders are filing lawsuits and they're in debt millions of dollars. So it really puts them into a spiral and many of them lose their businesses. So it's very concerning just because, like you said, the SAR has been so high. What will happen to them in a downturn?
Jamie, you've been editing the story now. What surprised you the most about some of the findings that Hannah and the Automotive News retail team have come up with?
Yeah, they've done such a tremendous job finding so many instances of these dealers, you know, getting into trouble. What's been interesting to me is sort of how it happens. You know, it's not like they're trying to rip anybody off or trying to steal from themselves. But, you know, sometimes they stretch a little, they try to grow too much, they don't quite get enough working capital, and then you start growing, you start selling, things are going well, and you run out of cash. It's one of those great, you know, conundrums of business when you have too much success that you didn't plan for, you don't have enough cash. And then they start cutting some corners, and very quickly, as Hannah said, it can just spiral out of control. And it was shocking to me when I got here 9 months ago that this was happening when the industry was so healthy. And a few weeks ago, we brought in Mark Johnson, who I know you had on the show. He really helped tie it all together and alerted, you know, if sales are only down $500,000, on an annualized basis, and we're seeing this much trouble now, I mean, what's going to happen if they fall by a normal, you know, 1 to 2 million?
Yeah. And let's talk about what Mark did tell us. In fact, his quote was, if that's any indication of the sort of debt dealers have gotten into, thinking that this is the way that things are going to be forever, then any kind of downturn is actually going to be a bloodbath. You found some examples of bloodbaths, prominent examples, right? Who are some of the individuals, or where are they coming from when we look at the out of trust issues?
Yeah, these are some very prominent dealers. A lot of the dealers that go out of trust are, relatively young. They haven't gone through a downturn before, but there are some veterans and some leaders in the industry. There was one who is a former chair of Nissan's dealer advisory board, a former president, or he was recently president of the National Independent Automobile Dealers Association. And there was one of our 40 under 40 honorees. Mm-hmm. So these are accomplished business people that are letting their companies go.
Smart cars, smart homes, smart marketing technology? You better believe it. The beginnings of a technological revolution are on the horizon. In automotive, LotLinks is powering the next generation approach to dealership marketing with artificial intelligence. Their patented inventory marketing technology identifies cars that are most impacting margins, such as aging, volume, or incentive units, and helps move them by delivering vehicle-specific consumer demand directly to highly relevant dealer inventory. Today, thousands of America's most successful dealers leverage the LotLinks platform to streamline their marketing efforts, deliver higher margins, and turn inventory faster. That's why many manufacturers approve LotLinks for co-op advertising programs with up to 100% reimbursement. If you're interested in learning more about how LotLinks helps dealers sell cars smarter by activating sell-side VIN strategies that proactively manage dealer inventory risk and improve profitability, request a complimentary consultation today at www.lotlinks.com/drive.
Dealers are facing shrinking margins. There are pressures all over the business in terms of facility upgrades, rising labor costs, rising interest rates.
Yeah.
So, Jamie, where does this go? How are we going, or how is this going to play out in your mind?
Well, you know, we've seen some of it focused also on brands like Nissan and Mitsubishi, which have had, you know, their own troubles and are working through them. So maybe there will be some progress there before it gets worse. You know, if sales stay gradually falling, you know, my hope would be that we alert people to this issue and they get the capital they need before they get into real trouble. But if sales fall quickly, if people ignore the advice that we've gathered and printed, you know, we could see a lot of dealers going under, you know, which causes a lot of heartache for the brands, you know, for the companies. They lose, it hurts their image. It hurts their ability to sell. They can lose a whole point for, you know, months until they get a new franchise in there. So it could be really devastating on the industry.
We do cite some examples, ways to ensure that you kind of stay safe in this. You've talked to some experts. What are some of those tips?
Well, first, don't ignore it. And the reason it gets to this point is because the dealers are breaking agreements that they have with the lenders. So if they can foresee that they might trip these covenants, then they really need to talk with their lender and try to come up with a solution rather than, you know, saying, well, let me pay this bill first. It's okay if I'm a little late here, because then it just, you keep getting later and later and you end up in this, this conversation. It also comes down to training. One of the lawyer sources I talked with told me that one of his dealer clients had a really long-term F&I manager who left. So he hired someone who was from outside of the industry, and he simply didn't know the rules. He didn't know that you had to pay the floor plan within 24 hours. So he paid it, I think, within a couple of weeks, and that really damaged the dealership.
Fascinating story, and we're going to be on top of it all year long. I know the way that you and the retail team have. You know, a couple of other points. U.S. dealerships on average reported an operating loss last year, the first time in a decade, and then also floor plan became an expense for the average dealership last year, especially after the Fed hiked interest rates. So lots to watch. Out of trust, a scary, scary issue, but the retail team will lead the way.
Yeah, it's been great work by our retail team, is led by Amy Wilson, of course, down in Atlanta. Also Hannah, Jackie Charniga, David Muller, and Melissa Burden.
All right, lots to watch, a whole team behind it. And thank you for watching on this Saturday of Weekend Drive. Stay in trust, I guess is what we would say, right? All right, we'll see you next week on Weekend Drive.